Hello, and welcome to the podcast for the January and February issue of the Audio Engineering Society Journal. I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska. When you open the current edition of the AES Journal, you'll find three research papers and a report covering diverse aspects of audio engineering, as well as the regular news and feature items. First in line is part two of a study of surround sound band limitation algorithms by Yu Jiao and colleagues. The study shows how a band limitation strategy for multi-channel audio becomes more effective when carried out on hierarchically transformed audio signals. Using an optimization approach based on subjective testing, the authors show how advantages can be gained over conventional band limitation algorithms. Parametric equalization and dynamic processing are both primary tools for the audio mastering and sound reinforcement engineer. But why are they so seldom combined into a single operation? Duane Wise considers this problem in a paper that proposes a digital system in which dynamic processing operates within the structure of a parametric equalizer. Such an approach offers the user time-varying amplitude control in selected frequency bands. How to synthesize a convincing and natural audio background from a small snippet of sound is the theme of the final paper in this month's journal. Martin Freud and Andrew Horner suggest that applications such as video games need the means to continue background oral impressions such as blowing wind or background traffic noise for as long as a player remains in the scene with that background. However, it's important this does not start to sound repetitive. By using block-segmented overlap and add algorithms with crossfades and random sequencing, the authors show how this can be achieved in a subjectively satisfactory way. An engineering report by Nicholas Alexander Tatlas and his colleagues goes on to show that delta-sigma conversion technology can be a viable alternative to PCM in digital loudspeaker arrays. An array of 32 miniature moving coil loudspeakers is organized in an array driven by truly digital amplifiers. The results are comparable to those obtained with PCM, but with lower distortion, particularly off-axis and at middle frequencies. The theme of novel transducer technology is continued by AES technical writer Francis Rumsey in a feature article describing advances in devices such as digital transducers and ultra-thin loudspeakers. Research on handling extremes of the frequency range is described, and we discover systems using innovative materials and designs that point to new ways of manufacturing loudspeakers and microphones. In the journal, you can also learn about the latest work on cable shielding and forensic audio, among other topics in this month's Standards News. If you want to propose a paper for either the upcoming Tokyo Regional Convention in July or the 127th Convention in New York in October, you will find the call for papers in this month's journal. Don't miss the deadlines of March 10th for Tokyo and June 5th for New York. You can read news of AES section meetings and find out about AES awards in the back of the journal, as well as reviews of the latest literature and audio products. Do you know somebody who merits recognition by the Audio Engineering Society, either for their achievements or service to the Society? Why not consider nominating them for an award? Go to www.aes.org/awards. We warmly welcome you to the Audio Engineering Society. If you'd like to become a member, visit www.aes.org/join. Thank you for listening. For the Audio Engineering Society, I'm Dr. Agnieszka Roginska.